Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Right about this time, every Friday afternoon, we let our listeners know which blog Jeff and I have picked as the Issues Etc. blog of the week. I must say that with all the website work, I've been falling behind on my blog reading and things like that. It's often entertaining pastime. What I discover is sometimes we discover new guests. And when I read my pick for this week, I said, I know we've had this guy on. This is the second week in a row I've picked from this blog, by the way. It was so good this time. And it's author Thomas Messer. I'll get to that in just a second. I said, Jeff, we got to have this guy back on the air. I mean, I cannot honestly remember how he was when he was on the air with – I interview so many people. But if he's half as good on the air as he is in his blog, we got to have him back on. But we always let Jeff go first with his blog of the week. And the way you get your blog considered for blog of the week is by simply going to our website, click support. There you will find the Issues Etc. widget. Just scroll down a little bit. You'll find the widget, a big one or a small one. You can put either one on your blog. And when you do, email us. talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know that you have the widget on your blog. We'll start reading it, and we'll consider it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
Mine is Real Reality Zone. It's a blog post. The author is a woman named Dawn Kay. The blog post is titled, 7 Reasons Why Lutherans Should Not Jump on the Contemporary Worship Bandwagon. It seems as though a lot of Lutheran churches these days are ditching the historic liturgy and jumping on the contemporary worship bandwagon. This post details a number of reasons why I think this is a bandwagon that Lutherans should avoid. My experience as an evangelical has mainly been with non-liturgical worship of a blended type, i.e. praise songs with a few hymns interspersed here and there. However, the following criticisms still apply. They are not in any particular order. 1. Theological shallowness. 2. Definition of contemporary. 3. Inward focus versus outward focus. 4. False assumption that new is good, old is bad. 5. Focus on human activity rather than on God's activity. 6. False assumption that people are coming to church to be entertained. 7. What you confess determines how you worship, and vice versa. Dawn concludes, What would I have done if on that fateful morning when I first decided that I needed to see Lutheranism in practice, I had walked into a church full of Lutherans who were worshiping like Baptists or Pentecostals? I would have walked away and never come back, at least not to that particular church. Why? Because there's no hope for me when all I am pointed to is myself, to my feelings, to my obedience, to my devotion, to my worship. Hope only comes from outside of me, through the external word and sacraments delivering Christ crucified for my sins. Contemporary worship seems to be less about God's word and more about entertaining us, making us feel good, and pointing us to ourselves while at the same time claiming to be Christ-centered. But in my experience, there is nothing more Christ-centered and cross-focused than the liturgy done by Lutherans who are not ashamed to be Lutherans. My pick for blog of the week, Real Reality Zone.
Wow, how did we miss that one? Is that one of the newer ones?
No.
It isn't. Okay, so we just haven't been paying attention. That's what it is. Well, that was excellent. I don't see if I can top that. But on the same subject, this is from Thomas Messer. His blog is Abide in My Word, I believe. And folks, I apologize. I picked him for 2 weeks in a row. But when you write the way this guy does, he deserves it. Here it is. It's about a Lutheran theology of worship. And it's a little bit lengthy. Just bear with me. He says, let me get this straight. The Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod in Convention resolved to have the Commission on Worship and the Commission on Theology and Church Relations organize a model of theological conferences on worship in order to build a greater understanding of our Lutheran theology of worship. And the fulfillment of this resolution is to meet around the theme toward a theology of worship. Newsflash to the Commission on Worship and the Commission on Theology and Church Relations, we Lutherans already have a theology of worship. Our synod did not resolve to have you call a conference to move us toward a theology of worship, but to build greater understanding of the theology of worship we already believe, teach, and confess. You can learn about that theology of worship by reading Holy Scripture and our Lutheran confessions. They're pretty clear on the subject. Of course, you'll have to put down all those books written by evangelicals in emergence if you're going to come to a proper understanding of our Lutheran theology of worship. You're going to have to stop listening to non-Lutheran consultants and experts and start listening to our Lord and the Lutheran forefathers who listened to our Lord. We do not need to work toward a theology of worship. We already have one. My pick from the week from Abide in My Word by Pastor Thomas Messer.